In a world full of movie podcasts, here is one more. Welcome to Defend Your Movie with Sean Donnelly
and Andrew Fiore.
The time has come again. The champion must end. It can only be one of us. Victoria!
Everybody, my name is Sean Donnelly, and I am one of the hosts of your favorite podcast, my favorite podcast, and even my co-host favorite podcast, Andrew Fiore, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, you're darn tooting on that one, buddy. I am good. Thank you very much. And, great to be here. Good to see you.
And tell them what it is, man. It is the DYM Podcast.
DYM Podcast.
We've been having so much fun. We took a week off. We did like our a vacation week. I was away in the Hamptons because I'm a big shot. I'm a multimillionaire secretly. I haven't told anybody, but no.
Oh, leave the kid alone.
You'd be like Robert Wool and Batman. Can I have a grant? I remember that as a kid. Yeah. I remember when I first saw Batman, I didn't know what a grant was. When you were little, did you know what a grant was? No, right?
No, I do remember what you're talking about too, and I remember it being like a cool, funny adult banter and
yes.
Just kind of pretending like I knew what they were talking about.
Yeah, I remember thinking, oh, that's great. And then I'm like, I don't know. In my head, I was like, I have no idea what a grant is.
Yeah.
And that movie was for kids for the most part. So I don't know why they're putting these big giant SAT words in a fucking movie for 12-year-olds.
But no. I loved it. I saw it right in the theater.
And my brain, apparently grant is an SAT word. That shows where I'm coming from. But here's the thing. That's actually a good, I wanted to ask you, buddy. First off, how are you?
I'm doing very well. Thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good. Actually, I have a lot of stuff going. I'm moving, which I told
getting
you.
Getting ready for the big move. Oh, the big move, baby.
Oh, the big move. Oh, the big race. So I did want to ask you this. Have you seen the Batman trailer?
I sure have.
And let me ask you before I tell you what I think, what is your thoughts, Andrew Fiore?
It looks good, I think. I like the darkness of it. I think it's going to be gritty, which I like in my Batman universes.
I agree.
I think Robert Pattinson is going to be a good Batman. We'll see how he is as a Bruce Wayne.
Yeah.
Because that's the two different, like Christian Bale was a great Bruce Wayne and he was a great Batman. Michael Keaton was a great Batman and a great Bruce Wayne. So
yes.
Ben Affleck, better.
Not so much.
Wayne-ish. Yeah, that was kind of a weird one. But
to me, the casting of Ben Affleck and those other ones, first off, I don't like those anyway. And I have a couple.
No,
of
that
reasons.
Was not a great movie overall.
But also the casting of Ben Affleck seems so forced to me. And like, it just seemed like, because he was involved in the making of it, and he was like, yeah, I'll just make myself Batman. That wasn't as exciting as other castings of Batman have been.
Right, right, right.
But the other reason is because I think so the first Batman, 1989, you had Jack Nicholson, and like that's fine. But once you had those Christopher Nolan dark noir-type Batmans, that's what it should be.
Yeah.
And you could do different variations because this even seems like its own thing. It doesn't seem exactly like Christopher Nolan's at all. But
right.
It's more real world based. It looks really, really good and really creepy. And I'm hoping it holds on to it and it lives up to the trailer. But I will say this, you know, it's so funny because that trailer came out. And then right at the same time, the Snyder Cut for Justice League came out.
No.
And in full disclosure, I didn't see Justice League. I don't like Zack Snyder movies. I just don't.
Yeah, so, I'm kind of with you.
So I think that guy, I know he's had some troubles in his life. I know he had a problem with his child or whatever it was. I think either got sick or passed away. I feel bad for the guy. I'm sure he's probably a decent dude. But when it comes
to
the
Bruce
movies,
Wayne of directors.
Yeah, exactly. But tell me. What? Tell me a Zack Snyder movie that's good.
I couldn't even rattle a few off the top of my head.
Even 300, I'm not into. I
never even thought of it.
the way he makes movies takes me out of the movie. It doesn't bring me in at all.
Yeah.
But if you put what I wanted to say was if you put those trailers back to back, you see the difference. Like you see what that world is, like quasi campy, like a big budget, like make it like very technological, very like, you know, like even like even one of the bad guys in the trailer of the Zack Snyder cut is a machine. Like it's very, very big, high end type, like blockbuster type trailer, as opposed to like still big budget, but we're gonna take it down a notch. We're gonna make it a little bit more brass tacks. We're gonna make it a little bit more like bare bones, if you will.
Right,
bare bones, more about the story, more about the dark feeling of it, and that's what. Because even the fight scene in the Batman trailer looks really cool, dude.
Yeah, it looks great. I'm really excited. I hope it doesn't disappoint. I would love to see some ancillary DC characters that we haven't maybe seen yet. Maybe like a Solomon Grundy or, you know, like they kind of did that with Bane. They absolutely did it with Bane. But maybe another Penguin. Is Penguin in this? We don't know.
Is the Penguin Paul Dano? No, Paul Dano is the Riddler.
Yeah, which
I think
would be good.
I think the Penguin might be Colin Farrell, from what I remember.
Oh, that's right. That's right. That's what it was. Yeah. All right. So that's cool, because I like to explore those other guys. We've had a lot of Joker, and I'll always take a Joker. Batman.
Yeah, but Joker's like, it's been done to death at this point.
Exactly.
So
I'm excited, man. I watched it, and it got me excited for it. I can't wait.
Even if you look at how, like, I love the way the look of everything, like even this seems like early Riddler, like from the trailer, even the notes that he's leaving are like just done with like RSVP letter. You know what I'm saying? Like envelopes and written very, like very hastily. And like they're trying to give it some edge, you know?
Yeah.
So Robert Pattinson, I think from the trailer made me get more into the idea of him as Batman. When it first was announced, I kind of was with everybody else where I was like, that's kind of ridiculous. But now I'm like,
He's a good actor.
Good actor, yeah. Yeah. People just think of him as like emo. My buddy. Batman's already emo, but then Robert Pattinson makes Batman so much more emo. My buddy John Coppola was like, what's he going to listen to in the Batmobile? The Smiths all day?
That's hilarious.
just Batman just riding, driving the Batmobile to a My Chemical Romance concert.
They really speak to me.
Where did they get a load of Death Cab for Cutie? But I thought it was pretty funny because, like, if you think about it, emo, like Batman is already emo. Like he's like the patron saint for all the goth kids. So it's like,
oh yeah.
Actually, no, I shouldn't say that. The Crow.
The Crow was like the gothic kid,
like hero, you know, Pied Piper, or whatever.
100%.
But I'm excited. I'm excited. I'll watch. Besides some of the DCs, like I haven't seen Justice League. I won't watch Aquaman. It just, I'm telling you, I don't get interested in those. I watched Shazam. Shazam was great. Shazam was fucking good.
Yeah, a little long, but Shazam.
A little long. But it, like they kind of nailed it with the tone, I think. But I'll watch like Batman's. I watch whatever Batman there are. Like a Batman movie.
I'll always give a Batman a chance.
Yeah.
Now let me ask you this. When is that going to come out in the theaters? What's the premiere date for this flick?
I think it's theaters 2021, but they're very vague about it. I don't think they know. That's why the trailer has like /21? Like
right. Yeah. I'm seeing October 1st, 2021, which is way off.
Whoa, is that when it's coming out?
I just Googled it, and that's what Variety said. Oh, well, that was way back in April, so maybe we'd have an update.
Then it's probably far.
You know what would be cool if they did? They did it in the Riddler ?
They did.
Oh.
That was the whole
point. This is why I'm in the industry, Sean. Big ideas like that.
We need you to be. We need you as a multimedia designer.
I'm Captain Hindsight, like at South Park.
Hey, man, you know who loves question marks is the Riddler, and I think he's in the movie. So I think we should. I'm thinking maybe they use that as like, you know, the Riddler as like a thing with question marks.
Well, that's good, man. You got the big move coming up. That's exciting.
Got the big move. I'm becoming a big boy. You're already grown up. You're a grown up. You have your own apartment, Andy, and I do not. I have a roommate who I love very much. It's my buddy Robert Dean, very funny comedian.
Love Robert
Dean. But it's time. I'm an old man, Andy. I have to live by myself at some point. It's time. I gotta put my big boy pants on and walk into my big boy apartment.
Absolutely. Tom Petty says, "Time to move on. It's time to get going."
Time to move on. Time to get going, baby. But I'm excited for it. And
have you ever lived alone in your adult life? You were married, and then you had a roommate. It's been a while since you've been on your own.
I've never lived alone in my life.
Wow, ever?
Well, I went to Manhattan College for a year, and I had roommates. And then I got back, and I went to community college in Hunter, and I commuted. So college wasn't me living alone at all.
Yeah, yeah.
And then besides that, I went back home, and then always had roommates, and then I was married. And then now it's going to be me by myself. That's why I'm excited. Yeah.
I think you're going to embrace it and love it.
I'm pretty excited for it. I got to be honest.
Now, are you going to get the Rickles involved? Can you have?
No, I don't know if I can have him, but he's so used to my mom's. It's quieter there.
Yeah, that's true.
Loves it. Rickles. I don't know if we mentioned him before on the show. He is not. He's doing okay right now, but we know that he has cancer.
Yeah.
So he doesn't. I don't know how much longer he has. Like, his demeanor right now is actually, he's a little bit slow going because he's older and maybe because he's sick. But you wouldn't know there's much of a day. He's still eating. He's still walking around. He's still hanging out. But he sleeps a little bit more. But I think it's going to hit him at some point.
Yeah, maybe don't uproot him to a one-bedroom apartment.
That's exactly. And my mom is by herself. She loves having him, man. You know?
Yeah, like, exactly. Yeah. That's exactly how I went with my old cat. You know, I moved into a place and stupidly didn't look at the lease, just assuming I could take him. And then she saw me bringing his cat carrier, and she was like, "Oh, no pets allowed." I was like, "All right." And it worked out for the best, because now he lives in a house in Jersey, and he's my mom's pal, and they love each other. And
he
would never come back to apartment life ever again.
I just realized this. Are you a cat person more than a dog person?
Oh, absolutely not.
No, you're not. Okay.
No,
it's easy to take care of.
It's just, yeah, you know what? And it was also me kind of, I love animals, and when a coworker found him, they already had like three cats. They were like, "We're just trying to give him a good home until we can find him a place to live." And out on a whim, I just went, "I'll take the guy," because cats are easy. And I did live in a one bedroom apartment.
Was it a kitten when you got him?
He was he was a kitten. He was about 6 months old. He was a little baby. And I named him Quint, of course, after Robert Shaw's.
Is he still called Quint?
Still called Quint. My whole idea that I had since I was in college was that I wanted two dogs and a cat, and I wanted to name them the Jaws Trio. I wanted to name the dogs Brody and Hooper, and I wanted to name the cat Quint, because I just thought that would have been
I like that. Yeah.
And Brody and Hooper are great dog names.
Great dog names.
Two syllables, real easy.
Yeah, the dog would be able to understand it no problem.
Yeah.
And also, I don't think I've ever heard anybody with a dog named their dogs after Jaws characters.
Right? This is my idea, everybody.
Yeah, you're trademarked. It's like seven. You have seven trademarks.
It's funny, though. So I'm going away with my Villanova friends for Labor Day weekend. We're renting a couple of houses in Rhode Island. And you've met my friend Brian Daniels. And his son, he was telling us, is about 9 years old and is the biggest Jaws freak. I love the kid. Loves Jaws, and that's awesome. Didn't even put two and two together. His son's name is Brody.
Really?
And it's they didn't name.
Wait, was that on purpose?
No, it's just a coincidence that his name is Brody, and now he loves Jaws.
Oh, that's so funny.
Isn't that great?
I wonder if it was like. There was like some subcontext there where like they watched it during the pregnancy.
Yeah, maybe. I'm Brody. I'm Brody.
I'm Brody now. As a fetus, he's like, "I'm Brody. I'm Brody." And, some kind of weird apparition telling them, "Name him Brody."
Maybe.
Name him Brody.
Well, so that'll be fun.
Joe's one of those movies, like, you can't go wrong. I don't know, you know, there's nobody that, I don't think I've ever heard anybody say, "I don't like the movie Jaws."
I don't think I've ever heard anybody say it. It's really.
That actually would be, that's a good.
I would question somebody's character.
That's a good thing to talk about movie-wise, is what movies are universally, not loved, at least liked.
Yeah,
and I would like The Godfather might be
that's
one.
That's exactly what I was gonna say.
Goodfellas.
I bet you could find some people who don't like Goodfellas. I bet you could
really?
Find some people. Yeah, just because they go, yeah, it's too much of the Guido Italian. I get it. I bet you could find those people. Godfather is different. It's a little more artsy. I feel like.
See, I figured Godfather would be more people would be adverse to it because it's older and they might be like, it's an old movie. A Goodfellas is modern enough where they're like, I'm into this. But maybe great you're question. Right. Maybe people just don't like that genre at all. But well, how many movies out there where it's like everybody agrees this movie is at least good? Like everybody agrees.
Yeah.
And there's not many probably. There's not many at all, you know?
Yeah, universally.
But Jaws is one of those movies.
E.T. maybe was pretty universally loved.
E.T. I gotta be honest, I'm not a huge fan of it. I know it's a good movie, but I never...
Not either, out of the Spielberg canon.
I never thought it was that, you know. I read something today, a new P.T. Anderson.
Really?
Coming out, baby. Yeah, they're working on it now.
Oh, makes my day.
Apparently there's some, a Collider article I was trying to send to you. I saw one thing that somebody spotted Bradley Cooper on the set.
Yeah.
And they think it might be set in the 70s because it was like a 70s style set.
Ooh.
So I'd love to find out what that's about. You know, it's which is kind of interesting. The fake name for it, the nickname for it, like I keep it under wraps, is Soggy Bottoms, which reminds me of Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? So I'm wondering, it's like, I wonder if it has anything to do with anything, you know?
Soggy Bottoms.
The Soggy Bottom Boys in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou?
This isn't a baggy pants farce.
Were you the one who was saying that guy died in a weird way?
Yeah, Moyle died in not great circumstances. His, like, remains were found in a car in the woods. Something, like, bad happened to
Something Moyle. Crazy happened. Like, I think he fell into a ditch or was pushed into a ditch or something.
Yeah, which is a shame because as we've gone down this rabbit hole before, maybe the best one-off character of all of Seinfeld history.
Absolutely.
Philip Baker. Speaking of Paul Thomas Anderson, Philip Baker Hall, very heavily used in Paul Thomas Anderson films as Mr. Bookman.
Yes, right. And he's, well, the other one that's amazing.
Just a quick...
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, well, maybe that's your thing, Seinfeld. You and your good time buddies.
Hey, yeah.
You guys, he shoots from the hip with his hand.
He goes, what do you call him? Joy Boy. He goes, listen to me, Joy Boy. Joy Boy.
Can't a kid read a book without getting his mind warped? Wee-wees.
maybe that's what you're into, Seinfeld. Maybe that's what you like.
Oh, he's great, man. So here's the other big news that's movie related for the kid. I've been seeing a young lady.
Wait, what?
I think I told you that I met her at this stand-up New York show in Central Park.
Yep.
I go, hey, I met a young lady the other day. We hit it off. We had a really good connection. And then I didn't hear from her for a month.
And, of course, you were bugging out about it.
And you know me. I tend to remain calm and cool and collected during these things.
You're James Bond.
She'll hit me up when she hits me up. No big thing, baby.
Yeah, fuck you. Get out of here. You're like a nervous squirrel.
Well, to be honest, I kind of just assumed it was done and didn't really think about it.
Yeah.
And about a week and a half ago, she hit me up and was very kind of, she was like, hey, so is a month too long to check in with somebody?
Whoa.
And I was like, not at all. So we actually met up and went on our first date that afternoon. She happened to be in Astoria. And we've been seeing a lot of each other since then.
No way!
Absolutely. And a large part of our hanging out is I'm showing her my favorite movies for the first time, which I love doing.
So what have you showed her so far?
I showed her Network, blew her mind. I showed her Jaws, blew her mind. I showed her Fargo last night.
Was she not a movie person at all?
She is. She's an actress. She works in the film industry. I go, yeah, you got to. This is required viewing 101.
Oh my God,
so,
yeah.
She's getting a good education from the kid over here. But so far we've watched Fargo, Jaws, and Network. I'm showing her the hits, baby.
See, I love the hope in this because this was like an instant clicking.
Yeah, instant clicker.
So I can't believe she's an actress and she hasn't been watching any movies.
Yeah, I mean, you get people like that sometimes. They go, I'd rather work on my own thing and not get influenced by other stuff, but
this is also
I don't know.
Perfect thing to do is, like, especially right now with Corona, is like, let's just watch a movie.
And it's so fun for me showing these movies to people for the first time, but God, do I have to bite my tongue and not say every single line.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Don't be that guy. You can't be that guy.
Yeah, no, I can't.
Yeah.
Sometimes I'll say a line 10 minutes ahead of it before it comes. I got to keep your ears open.
But you know what's so funny about that? That's only when you're watching it with a woman.
Yeah.
Especially with your buddies, who gives a fuck? Yeah, whatever. But when it comes to heart, you don't want to be the guy who's like,
exactly.
Man, I know Jaws. I know it by heart. Yeah.
No. Yeah. We ended Fargo last night. Seinfeld came on. I was saying three lines. She goes, how do you have a memory for these things? I go, I've seen these things purely out of repetition. I've watched all these things hundreds of times.
Well, it's funny. You just brought something else up, too. What did you think of Fargo, first of all?
So I asked her last night, I go, out of the three we've watched so far, Network, Fargo, and Jaws, what did you like the best? And she goes, they were all so great. I loved them all in their own way. I go, that's a great answer.
Great answer.
Give me a fuck. Don't be diplomatic about it. So she goes, so she thinks she liked Network the best.
Okay.
It's hard. You can't. Anything she said was going to be a good answer. But, I mean, Network is a powerhouse. You know, Network is emotional, forceful. You know, Jaws, in its own way, is a little bit lighter. It's the summer. It's the beach. You know?
Yeah.
It's a
yeah.
little more and whimsical, if that makes sense.
Fargo is dark.
And Fargo is dark, but Fargo is also darkly funny. Do you know what
yes.
I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So,
well, you know, it's funny you said that you did that because I watched the TV show Fargo season 2.
Oh, it's like, great. Every
like
season
two days.
Is great.
It's so good.
I think season 2 is my favorite one out of the three.
It is. Most people love it. I was talking to Saint Germain about it. He's like, it's one of the best seasons of television I've ever seen.
Yeah.
And it's true. It's so original and out there. Even like, it's so funny because it's based off Fargo the movie, but the things they throw into it and the acting's really good and the way it's written, it's almost like. It's almost Shakespearean at certain points.
Yeah.
Like it's almost like they're or David Mamet-ish of that like certain it has its own vernacular the whole season, you know.
And it is fun to see them throw in little movie Fargo Easter eggs.
Yeah, they even say lines in it. They
yeah,
say
exactly.
There's a
some
line.
Are, some are more subtle than others.
There's one that's pretty dead on. It was, I was down there by the lake. Something about the lake. And he goes,
yeah,
oh,
going crazy out there by the lake.
Crazy out there by the lake. That's it. Yep.
Yeah.
And, yeah, you're right. But it's also, it's tied into the first season of the show, and the first season of the show is tied into the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The first season was great, too. I loved it. I loved Martin Freeman. Really, really good TV. And I believe season 4 comes out finally September 4th. So I think we're going to get some... good
Chris
new TV.
Chris Rock is in it.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see.
Hey, I'm Nolan Sykes, a host of Past Gas, the number one automotive podcast in the world. Every week, my co-hosts, James Pumphrey, Joe Weber, and I bring you some of our favorite stories from the hallowed halls of car history. From the amazing, to the weird, to the utterly unforgettable moments, we cover it all. Join us as we take a look at the wild stories and larger-than-life characters behind legendary cars and car makers. So if you love cars or just like a good story, check out Past Gas by Donut Media, the number one automotive podcast in the world.
Not the biggest... don't think Chris Rock is the greatest actor. I'll go out and say it.
Thanks. what are we going to do? It's going to get back to Chris Rock. Who cares?
Yeah, did you hear what Fiore said?
Yeah, exactly. No, he stinks. He's an amazing comic. He's a legendary comic. But his acting, I think that's kind of been his MO for a while. You know?
Yeah, that's true.
And also, I say this knowing, like, I'm not trying to be a dick. I'm just saying he'll be fine. Like, Chris Rock is fine.
Yeah.
I can say okay. If you're not a great actor, you're not a great actor. What can I tell you? You know?
No, that's true. But I think, and I have high hopes because the previous three seasons were fantastic.
Well, even the third one, because I heard that's not as good as the second, obviously. But
I remind me which one, who was the main
that's
people?
It's the Ewan McGregor one.
When Elizabeth Winstead.
I think so. Yeah.
What was the one with Kirsten Dunst? Was that season 3?
That was two.
Oh yeah, then okay, the two is the best one.
Yeah, Yeah, she's great in it. She does the jobs. It's probably definitely the best.
I thought she should have won the Emmy for it, man. I thought she was fantastic.
Yeah, she was great. Yeah, best thing she's done. Definitely.
I'll tell you this much. September 4th is going to be a big day because you might have been interested in this. Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 and 2 being reissued on PlayStation 4.
I don't have PlayStation 4.
Fucking wait. It might be across all formats, but...
Oh, my God!
I am so excited because I killed hours and brain cells of my life on Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 when I was in college. We would get high, and I would play for hours,
and I became a
fucking expert. I was master level. I loved it so much, and I can't wait for the reboot.
I'm getting the reboot. I'm getting it. I'm going to get it. I'm going to get it for Xbox. I have Xbox.
Yeah, I think it might be across all the platforms.
Oh, also, I didn't tell you this. I found this. I thought these were lost forever, and it adds to my Dutch persona. Dutch, get some glasses here.
Oh, baby.
Look at these.
You look Dutch like one of the... You got a little Blues Brothers thing going on right now. I like it. Shawnee pulled out the Ray-Bans, obviously.
I got the Ray-Bans on. Now I'm a sunglasses guy now. Got them, my head was bigger, but now they actually fit my head a little bit better than they did.
Now
they're not as bad as they were. All right, there we go. That's the whole sunglasses episode.
I'm going to do a screen grab.
I've never been a sunglasses guy, but now I'm a sunglasses guy.
Oh, buddy, I loved being a sunglasses guy my whole life. When I got to high school and I got my license, I got a pair of driving shades. I thought I was the coolest kid on earth. And then what happened was my eyes started to deteriorate around after college, and I just couldn't wear regular sunglasses anymore because I needed the prescription lenses. So I finally, a couple years ago, spent the money, got some prescription sunglass lenses, and life is just tenfold better with sunglasses.
Oh yeah, yeah. I don't think these look that bad, right?
No,
I'm sorry, I'm doing a visual gag for the.
Well, podcast, I took a screen grab. We're gonna tweet this out when we promote the show tomorrow. And that is Dutch and their Cool Breeze in the element.
Well, I'll tell you the other thing movie related that I wanted to talk about is last night I bought it because it was only $5, and then rewatched it. Truman Show.
Oh, really? When was the last time you saw it?
Maybe 5 years ago?
That sounded like a slide whistle. You're like, maybe!
Maybe 5 years ago, but I ate an edible. Not that it's a trippy movie or anything, but I ate an edible and watched Truman Show with my roommate, and then watched Ultimate Tag, the video game. But Truman Show, it is like... I always wonder, man. It's like, I guess there could have been things. It didn't have to be Jim Carrey, but he did a good job. Like,
I agree.
Yeah. It's probably the best the best dramatic thing he did was Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Yeah.
Probably, right? Would you put those up against each other?
Between those two. I like Truman Show better, but I know you're an Eternal Sunshine guy.
I'm definitely an Eternal Sunshine guy. But Truman Show, that's such a different movie.
I think he was cast very perfectly in Truman Show because... He has that almost robotic way.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Oh, like 1950s guy.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
You know, I thought about this the other day. If you say something that's pretty stupid, but as long as you qualify it on the end with go, does that make sense? People will then pity you and they'll go, I guess it makes sense.
Do you know how many times I've been at like a bullshit comedy show and I've been on stage and at the end I tell something and I go, is that funny? Is that a funny? But you're right. People just go, yeah, you're right. Because I got to tell you, Andy, what you just described, I do it and I fall for it when they tell me it makes sense.
Exactly. Yeah, I said something dumb the other day. I was like, you know, the media is putting more fear into the belief of COVID than the disease itself is hurting people. Does that make sense? People go, in a way.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. There's definitely not hundreds of thousands of people that died from it. That definitely didn't happen.
But I stand by my statement. Anywho. So guess what I did again?
What's that?
If the dimwits remember, the day of our road trip, I don't know if we told anybody this, but I called you up in a panic. I go, hey, my car is gone. My car has just been towed, been moved off my street, And turns out that they were just doing some construction work, or it was after the hurricane that hit New York. They were
removing trees. I think we talked about it, and I told everybody, you thought this was the greatest story in the history of stories. On the road trip. You told every person we met that we met up with. You're like, hey, you wouldn't believe it. I thought my car was gone. Turns out they moved it because of the storm. What was it? Because the storm or something?
Yeah, it was. All the trees were knocked down. Well, so the other day they were paving again. And I wake up and I go, well, car's gone.
Wait, and you thought once again it was towed?
No. Here's the difference this time. I went out and I saw signs actually posted. It says, call 311 to locate your police precinct in your neighborhood to locate your car. So I went, Jesus H. Christ. So I came back inside. I called 311. That was 45 minutes of on hold. I finally got in touch with the precinct. They go, we don't have any record of your car or license number in the system at any of our impound lots. I went, well, GM Chrysler, what the fuck is going on here?
Yeah.
So I remembered to the last time it happened. I walked out. I found the foreman who's construction guys are scary guys. I don't want to bother them when they're eating their sandwiches.
No way.
You know? And so I said, hey, man, I'm really sorry, but do you know if these cars were moved to a lot or anything? He goes, yeah, we moved them around the corner. And I go, right, I forgot. So he goes, what's your car? I give him the make and model number. He goes, 2320 23rd Avenue. Now, if you know Astoria, that number does make sense, but I put it into Google Maps exactly as he gave it to me. And I go, oh, it's up near QED, which is a comedy venue. But it's about 6 blocks up from my house. So I go, all right, I'll walk over. It's like a 10-minute walk. No big deal.
Yeah.
But I get up there, and I see the other cars with the sign that said, this car was relocated. Please do not ticket. We've done this as the Department of Transportation in New York City. I don't see my car. So I'm starting to freak out again. I do laps around the block. I walk back. I go, I don't want to ask this guy another question again. So I go up to him. I go, sorry, sir. I know you're eating potato chips, and I'm an idiot. Can you just maybe double check the address for me? He goes, yeah, 2320, 23rd Avenue. I go, man, I didn't see it over there. And in my head, I did see another gray Hyundai up there. I go, I wonder if they fucked up the license plate and he moved my car, but we're never going to know because he gave him the wrong information.
Oh, yeah.
So I walk all the way back again. I don't see it again. And then I finally have that moment of clarity. I go, wait a second, 2320, it just doesn't make sense. It just doesn't make sense to cross street. So I started walking down in the numbers. I finally hit Crescent and then 24th Street. And then literally at the end of my block, Shawnee, there's my car. I walked by it like 3 times. Cause I just relied on Google Maps, like a dope that I am, relied on technology and didn't just look at the street numbers. You know what I mean?
And it was right at the end of your block?
Right. It couldn't have been closer. So I have.
You know what?
I'm
here's the thing,
again.
Here's the thing. When stuff like that happens, why would you? You would never think, oh, it's out of that spot, and they just moved it down to the end of the you're almost not in panic mode, but you're in like, oh shit, I got to deal with the city now mode.
Totally.
And
exactly.
You're not,
I go.
No,
I don't have to deal with the bureaucracy of everything.
And you're thinking it's like a Murphy's Law thing, where you're like, there's no way it's going to be even more convenient for me. Like that's not
exactly.
Gonna happen.
Totally.
Yeah, and they didn't do that on purpose either. So they put it there because that's where the spot was. They weren't like, hey, let's help Andy out.
But isn't that a weird thing? It's like, so wait, so these guys just move all these cars off of New York City street, maybe 50, 100 cars, and just find them legal parking spots. I don't know how they do this. It still kind of blows my mind.
I don't know how to do it either. It must be, I don't know, maybe because it's early in the morning and they have big stretches of spots. And
yeah.
Or they might do a thing where if they know enough in advance, they say no parking this day, and then they bring the cars to where the no parking was.
Yeah. Have you ever had a car stolen or had any?
Well, I never told that story on the podcast. We had both when I was a kid. I never had a car of mine stolen, but I have I only had a car when I was married for like 3 years, and besides that, I hadn't a car like 10 years before that.
Yeah.
But when I was a kid, both of our cars got stolen.
Jesus.
And in the
out of
matter
your driveway?
Of in the matter of like 2 days, like it was like it was 2 days. And one of them was in the parking lot of OTB where my dad was, and he got out and the car
all right.
was gone.
This story makes a little more sense.
Yeah, and then but here's the thing. The next day, they already did the police thing with the car, and it just put in, or maybe it was the same. It might have been the same day, dude. It might have been the same. That I remember it being like this unbelievable thing of like, what the fuck. So the same day we're eating like dinner or something, and there's a knock at the door, and it's the cops, and they inform my mom. They go, "Oh, your car's been stolen." She goes, "Yeah, I know. The Buick was stolen." She goes, "No, the Caprice Classic station wagon was stolen." And then she goes, "No, it's right here." And she points to the driveway, and it's gone. The other car was stolen out of our driveway and used to rob a King Cullen supermarket about three blocks from my house.
This is such a this story is so Long Island. It's funny. OTB, so, King Cullen. Yeah.
So we had like no cars for like whatever it was, a week or two, because the one was impounded and used as evidence, and then we didn't get that back for a while. And then the OTB one,
we didn't find the credence.
But it's leads, and then but
the guy's working in shifts.
But the OTB one, that was found like a while later, all destroyed. So my dad had to get it fixed up. So I think he had to rent a car for a couple of weeks or whatever it was.
Yeah.
But,
well, sometimes the vagrants use it as a bathroom and then move on.
Dirty Mike and the boys.
It made me think of to go back to Villanova, where I took you to Fettigan Hall.
That's
the
true.
End of our freshman year outside of that building. We were all done with exams and we were like partying on our last night of freshman year of college before we all went home. And, Domino's was running like a $5 large pie deal for the college student with the college ID or whatever. So this one delivery guy had been at our dorm like 15 times that night, just delivering pie after pie. Because you give a deal like that to broke college kids, they're going to take advantage of it. You know what I mean?
Of course.
So as the night wears on, let's just say the marijuana and the beers are starting to kick in. I'm up on the third floor in my buddy Beaver's room. And we're kind of hanging out the window looking down on the courtyard, and we see the Domino's delivery guy pull up his car again. He brings his hot bag out. He goes inside to make a delivery, and we see this kid. I don't know his name. He's all drunk. He gets in the Domino's
guy. Oh, yeah. You told the story already.
Oh, I did?
Yeah, and he stole the car?
He stole the car and drove off. And it was like, at the time, it was the funniest thing I'd ever seen. Because the guy came out and went berserk.
I'm sorry. I can't remember if you told it on the podcast or not. That's why
I think I told you, and I don't think I told it on the podcast.
Oh, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to.
Apologies if I repeated myself, but it was one of the funniest things I ever saw.
I would have died. I would have fucking died.
I almost fell out the window. It was so goddamn funny. But, man, I've luckily...
Also, that's the age you can get away with shit, you know?
Yeah. So yeah, I've been lucky. I never had cars stolen from me. But I did one time when I was a junior in college. We were watching TV in our off-campus house, and we got a little baked. And we had a kitchen in the back, living room, or like a sitting room, and then our living room without our TV in. And the kitchen was dark, had a door that went out to the backyard, and we parked cars back there. Now, I was watching TV and I'm a little high and I kind of hear something and I go, "Hey, anybody else hear anything in the kitchen?" And everybody's like, "No." And I went, "Yeah, you're right. It's just me." And then I hear something else and I go, "You guys didn't hear that?" They're like, "No, you're just high." I go, "I'm going to go check it out on my own anyway." And I walk into the kitchen. I see the door to our backyard shutting behind me as I walk into the kitchen. So, like, there was a guy leaving our house, shutting the door. I put my
Get out of here.
Yeah, I put my foot in the door jamb, and I stop. I go, "Excuse me, can I help you?" How white was I? I go,
Excuse me, sir.
May I help you?
What do you think you're doing?
And it was this dude. He was like, "Oh, shit, man, I thought Tommy lived here." I go, "Nobody by Tommy lives here." I go, "Are you sure you got the right house?" Like, I'm kind of high. And the other thing in my head is that the seniors who lived there before us used to deal weed out of that house.
Oh!
And I go, "You know what? I bet he's here looking for one of those guys trying to buy weed."
Probably,
so,
yeah.
It was like a younger guy, too. So I was
so it was a college student, probably.
And I go, "Oh, he's probably just fucking trying to score some weed off the guys who used to live here and just didn't realize they had moved. So I go, nah, man, there's no time here. He's like, oh, I'm really sorry, man. I didn't mean to bother you. I didn't mean to freak you guys out. I just thought I'd come in. And I was like, I'm like, nah, no big deal, bro.
Yeah, because you're all fucked up.
So we go to bed. At about 7 in the morning, my buddy Brendan, my roommate, wakes me up. He goes, dude, my fucking car's gone. That guy.
No way. The guy took his keys?
That guy walked in. Brendan's car keys were on the kitchen table. Grabbed his car keys, came back, got caught by me, left, and then was able to come back and still steal Brendan's car.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Holy
the guy
shit,
got caught red-handed, and I let him go.
did you ever see that guy again? No.
No, I couldn't have described it. It was dark, and I couldn't have given a fucking description. The cops came. We had to, hide all our bongs and shit. There's fucking beers everywhere.
Right.
The cops are questioning us. I go, I saw this guy. It was dark. I couldn't get a good look at him. He just said he knew somebody was here, and they go, you're a fucking idiot. This guy was robbing you. I go, yeah, it makes sense now that you say it out loud. I am seeing now that's more of a
Now, in the light of day, officer, I see that.
Kind of now that I'm sober, it really, the story checks out. And
holy
it worked
shit.
Out for my buddy Brendan. He got a brand new car from the insurance, but quite a story that he got. I actually caught a guy and he was still able to pull off a successful robbery.
Yeah. Did you have to testify or anything, or give a deposition from the insurance company or anything like that?
No, never had to do any of that. I think they just they reported the car stolen. He got insurance money and got a new car out of it. He actually was it kind of worked out good for me. He got an Acura or something.
Yeah, that's it's funny when that happens, because people are it's actually for the best, because now I get a new fucking whip.
Yeah, when my last car got smashed up outside I was parked outside right here in Astoria. I woke up to my car got smashed overnight, and I got the new Hyundai out of it.
Have you ever gotten in an accident? Knock on wood. Knock on whatever.
Knock on wood. I have gotten in one, not really bad one though. I was in junior in high school, and I just kind of slid. It was a very steep, middle of winter, icy road, and I just kind of slid off up on the curb. And I hit a tree, but so lightly, the airbags didn't even deploy.
Yeah,
fucked up the front of my bumper, but that's really it. I've never been in a high speed, thank God, a really bad one. I've known people who have died, unfortunately, But no, I've been very lucky.
I was in one where I was trying to make a left onto the side street off Hempstead Turnpike on Long Island, and there was a van coming, and it was one of those things. Oh, I'm sorry, was it at a light? Yeah, it was at a light, but it was a side street light. It wasn't a busy light.
Yeah.
And this van was coming, and then I see them. I saw them. They were slowing down. So I guess the accident was technically my fault, because I started to go, but they were slowing down for the light. So I jumped the gun.
Right.
The vibe of it was they were slowing down. They were going to stop, and I
assume.
And also the thing about it is I didn't go fully. I went further out. I went further out to my left because I thought they were slowing down. I didn't make the turn. I didn't make the turn at all. So then what happens is last minute, the guy that decides to haul ass, and he speeds up and he slams right into me because I was just in the lane. I was as I was going, I was waiting for the change so I could go.
Jeez Louise. I'm glad you're all right, buddy.
Oh, yeah, but I was just, front-end damage. The airbag did go off, but I didn't get any, a concussion or anything, but I did – I felt so weird about it. I was so – you got, a nervous feeling in your stomach that all these people stopped and, you were right. We were figuring it out. The other guy had, no insurance, of course, whatever it was.
Right, right.
But then at one point, I'm sitting there, and everybody's, cleaning up, stuff that from the crash. They're, helping clean up stuff, and I was, I felt so guilty. I'm let me help you. And they're no, you might be hurt. Just fucking sit down. Right. And the cops came and...
sorry, I didn't know friendliness was a concussion symptom.
Yeah, exactly. And then I think what happened was the guy didn't want to go to the cops because he had no fucking insurance.
Sure,
that's why
sure.
I got away with it just going through my insurance, and there was a no-fault thing because they didn't want to have to deal with it, I guess. That kind of thing, So, so actually, I remember it. I don't think it affected my license or anything. I think it was actually not that bad.
That's good.
Yeah.
I got caught on the old New York City cameras a couple weeks ago. Apparently, I was doing 39 and a 25.
Oh, really?
Zone. And here's the thing. They don't tell you. They just mail you the ticket. You just get caught on the camera.
Yeah.
And you go, but you want to go, how do I know you're telling the truth? It's a kid.
Because they have the radar. Yeah. Was it 21st Street in Queens?
Yes, it was.
That I didn't know until recently that was a 25-mile-per-hour road.
Yeah,
my sister was driving on, and I'm like, you can speed up. She's like, I can't. It's 25. I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, but I never obliged those in New York City anyway, really. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but then that's what
now I know where it is.
That's how they get you.
I know, but luckily it was a no points ticket, which I thought was very weird, but very thankful that it's not. So,
yeah,
dude, I've been great. I haven't had knock on wood. I haven't gotten a ticket in a really long time. I've had a very clean license
for
the past
couple
years. But before we get out of here, I did watch one thing this week other than the movies I had already mentioned. One thing new for me was Midway, World War II.
How was it? I remember
Midway. I loved it.
The ad campaign was like really chintzy for that.
It was, but the movie, it was just a solid World War II movie about a battle I didn't really know that much about. And you know, I love the World War II stuff from my dad all the way on down to like the USS Indianapolis from Jaws. I just love World War II stuff. And really strong cast, really great story. Overall, good war flick. Highly recommended. Fiore's 5-star flick of the week.
Fiore's 5-star flick of the week.
Yeah.
That is FFFFFFFFFF.
It's...
that's a new. Oh my God, dude, we're doing that every week. Do you have a for today? Do you have a Andy? And here's Andy with.
Thanks for first.
Yeah, but also we should tell people, like we always say, subscribe, rate, review. Subscribe, rate, and review the podcast.
Absolutely.
Tell your friends about the podcast. And the news that we have that we've been teasing for 15 years, even though the podcast has only been around for a couple of years, is very, very soon this announcement's happening.
Yeah, within like two weeks.
Within 2 weeks. We're so excited about it. We can't tell you.
Let's just say contracts are signed.
Yes. You can say that.
There's a move on the horizon, not really even a move, but just a thing to go along with the rebranding, and it's only going to be for the benefit of Mr. Kite. No, it's going to be for the for the benefit of everybody, and we appreciate all the defenders / dimwits out there for sticking with us. You guys are the meat and potatoes of the podcast.
Yes, really. Which we haven't said.
We haven't done the meats
episodes
and the beats in a while.
Yeah, and I don't know if people know this, but Andy, he has a show every Thursday on Raw Dog 99 on Sirius Satellite Radio. It's called The Raw Report.
That is true.
You should definitely check that out.
Please do. This week we actually had a Rachel Lee Cook from She's All That, a little throwback actress. She got a new movie coming out.
Everybody said that, she's ugly with glasses, and then she takes them off and she's that's the joke of the in whatever that is, date movie where they like
yeah.
She's so ugly, and then she takes the glasses off. They're like, oh my God.
You know, right. And you can check Sean Donnelly's show out. It's also on the Raw Dog station on SiriusXM. It is called Celebrate. Very funny show. It's every Wednesday at 3 p.m., I believe.
At 4 p.m.
4 p.m. Both shows at 4.
And then you could also, we just had Pat McGann, who has a new special out, super funny comic from Chicago. And then also Michael Kostroff. And if you know me, you know I love The Wire. And he played Maury Levy in The Wire, and he could not have been a better guest. He was amazing.
Nice.
So it already aired, but it's on the app right now. So if you check out
go download it.
Go to Celebrate. And then also follow Celebrate Sirius on Instagram. Follow us, at the DYM podcast on Instagram. Well, you're going to see a lot more stuff up there
absolutely.
Very, very soon. It's a new day. It's a new awakening. The branding continues, my friend.
It's a new age. It's a new life, as somebody said. And you can follow me at Andy Fiori, AndyFiori. And if you're listening to this on Friday or even Saturday afternoon and you're in the New Jersey area, specifically Northern New Jersey, specifically Morris Plains, New Jersey. I'll be headlining at TIFF's Comedy. It's in Morris Plains. It's as close to a hometown show as I'm going to get other than being in Morristown, New Jersey. It's at 8:30 Saturday night. It's outside. It's a whole safe social distance thing. Fingers crossed the weather is going to hold out. Even if it doesn't, I believe it's a whole covered deal anyway. So you can get your tickets at TIFFS Comedy.com, TIFFScomedy.com. I would love to sell this thing out and have a great, fun night with the Jersey Dimwits and the hometown heroes.
Sean. Yeah, if you're a Dimwit, go up and tell Andy, because I'm just dying for that conversation to happen where like Andy's in the middle of talking to somebody else and somebody walks up and goes, Andy, I'm a Dimwit.
Well, and another shout out to number one Dimwit Dan Sweeney. He texted us. He loved his shout out and he christened himself Dimwit Dan. I love it.
He could be, if you ever talk about Dan from now on, you have to refer to him as Dimwit Dan.
Yeah, and if you're in New York City, go check Dimwit Dan's bar out, 11th Street Bar in the East Village. They got an outdoor setup. Tell him you're a Dimwit, and maybe he'll give you a drink for free.
Absolutely. That's
completely unendorsed, but maybe it'll work.
Maybe it'll work. You never know. Guys, thank you so much for listening. And like I said, lots of big news coming. And thank you so much for following us and enjoying the show and being a Dimwit, Dimwit, a.k.a. former Defender. And we will see you next week. Thank you, guys. Goodbye.
Bye.